You're listening to the Overdrive Podcast, Hour 3. Making your lousy commute fun.
It was much like, I think, Carolina last year where Scott Darling was going in the net. Proved to everyone that you could do the job.
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing
with
you.
Well, you know what?
Talk to me about Darling. And
you brought up Darling.
No, I'm just saying.
I didn't mention Darling. You brought up Darling.
This is Overdrive with Hayes, Noodles, and the O-Dog on TSN 1050.
Brian Hayes, the O-Dog, Jeff O'Neill, Jamie Noodles McLennan, Ray Ferraro will join us here in a moment. I guess Ray is traveling, so he could not join us in the 5 p.m. hour. So a rare 6 p.m. appearance from Ray. So we're looking forward to that. The Leafs are on fire. They win 4-1 last night, 6-1 on the season. And Austin Matthews racks up 2 more points. He's got 16 points in 7 games. Over the last 30 years, not many people have done that.
No.
And listen, you can scoff at it all you want. I get it. If you hate the Leafs and you hate the coverage they get, this must be excruciating. Excruciating. But you just got to give credit where it's due. You know, the big boy, 34, is racking up points. And man, did he play well last night.
Well, he did.
Like, he dominated
Kopitar.
Garrett
Sparks added fuel to the fire. Today, it was either today or after the game yesterday, he said, Kasperi Kapanen is the fastest player on earth. And I thought, no wonder people.
Well, you can't blame the media for that, though.
No, that's it.
That's Garrett Sparks. That is a Maple Leaf who was saying that.
And Kasperi Kapanen is fast as hell, but he's not faster than you-know-who.
He's not faster than Athanasiou.
Like, well, how do we know how fast he is?
I don't know.
Like, but
Connor McDavid's the fastest player on. Like, let's get serious
here. Yeah, I think McDavid holds that crown, and he probably feels
I really don't care
about
anybody
it.
After that either.
No, it really
you
doesn't matter.
You want to bring up a guy, Athanasiou, who's going to score 10 goals? I don't care.
People in Montreal were like, Paul Byron's faster than him. It doesn't matter. Like, it really
don't
doesn't
care.
Matter.
Well, it's just a ridiculous comment, though. It's stupidity.
Like, well, you know, he's pumping the tires of his boy.
Which
What's
is fine, but I mean, like, you know, win 10 games in a row, then you can come out in the media and start calling your shot. Like,
yeah.
Well, Sparks played well, good for him, but, like, you know, he may be under some duress here moving forward if Freddie's knee is wonky.
Yeah, that's the story of the day.
I think
sure.
It's the story of the day because if Freddie comes out and plays Thursday, no problem. But is it still in the back of your mind like he's dinged up already? Like, or is it something that is...
It would be a bigger story today if Sparks got shelled last night. Much bigger story today.
Yeah, you're
right. The fact that Sparks played well and they won, it's a pass. You know, it doesn't matter that he didn't play last night.
Right.
If he doesn't play on Thursday and he's still banged up and Sparks goes in and Sid and the boys roll through town and it's red light special, then it's going to be a massive topic come Friday afternoon.
Yes.
But the fact that they won, Sparks played okay, depending on who you talk to, it's a minor issue.
Well,
it's not that big of a deal right now. That can change quickly.
Here would be the spicy meatball, is if Sparks tweak something.
Yeah.
That's where you start to look at it. Like, the Maple Leafs, a month ago, how long ago was it Pickard and McElhinney got taken?
That was a couple weeks ago, wasn't it?
2.5 weeks ago? We're one of the deepest organizations in the NHL in net. And in one day, they lost 2 goaltenders. You know, one a very good backup in Curtis McElhinney, and one the perfect number 3 in Calvin Pickard, who has NHL experience. But if he makes it to the minors, he's the perfect, you know, third guy to come up and give you minutes. And now you have Jeff Glass on an AHL contract. Glass was a great story last year. Had some nice games for the Blackhawks. But
he actually made it to the NHL.
He did.
And actually played.
At 32 years old.
Yeah, cool story.
Great story, but ultimately...
No one wants to see him starting.
No, but the league caught up to him, and he ended up back down. Signs a contract... He went to Flames camp on a PTO, signs a contract with the Marlies. Kaskasiu, I always butcher his name, I apologize.
That's a tough name, and I believe he's injured right now anyway.
He's injured.
Numbers have been really, really terrible with the Marlies.
It's been a bit of a struggle.
No, it's simple. Like, if Freddie's actually injured, then there's going to be some hurdles that they have to overcome here.
Correct.
I think they can outscore some of them. They did it in Chicago over a week ago.
Yes.
You know, it was a 7-6 game. They won in spite of Garrett Sparks. He played well last night, you know, and they're continuing to put up numbers, and I think they will continue to score goals, and they look very good. But at some point, reality will check in.
Yeah.
If Freddie Anderson is not going to play 60 games this year, I still think they can be, they'll be competitive, but if we're talking about exceeding expectations, you know, it's they got to win the division. You know, that's what people are hoping for. So you avoid Boston and or Tampa in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
Play a wild card team. In order for them to get that top spot, Freddie Anderson has to start 60 games.
Yes, he does.
He has to. Mm-hmm. Like, there's just, I don't see any other dance, I don't see any other answer other than Freddie locks in 60 games.
Yeah, and you talk about the long game. They have to, whatever goaltender is in there, I don't care who it is, they have to play better. They can't keep going in front of the camera and saying, now we got work to do on our own end. Every game, it's we got work to do on our own end. We got work to do. We got to learn how to play. We got to figure out a way to play. It's either the group back there is not good enough, or that's it. There's no other way around it. Every game, well, we got to tighten up.
Well, isn't that them scaling back the excitement, though, in a way?
That you they know, love scoring 5-6 goals.
Well, they're 6-1, but they can't just be like, hey, everything's great. You know, it's ingrained in you as an athlete. I've got to give you something here
tinkering.
Where it's like, well, we need to do this better. Hey,
tinker.
Can't take that many penalties. That's going to burn you. You know, you've got to give some sort of negative or pessimistic view to something that is very optimistic.
Oh, well, you know the first time they stink the joint out, Babs is going to say, I've been telling these guys.
Oh, yeah. Joining us now on the Maple Toyota Hotline is our TSN hockey analyst, Ray Ferraro. What's up, Ray?
Watching the Red Sox.
How's that going for you?
2-1 Boston. It's a lock.
Oh, you think so? Have you seen that bullpen outside of Kimbrel?
Have you seen Kimbrel?
He bothers me more than any pitcher.
That windup?
Why?
His setup and his wind. It's the
scarecrow,
yeah,
right?
The scarecrow, the one-armed scarecrow. I guess it's a two-armed scarecrow.
Oh, I think he looks like a predator.
I hate it. It looks so stupid. Like, fix your mechanics, Kimbrel.
So would you like one of those guys that stands out there, like a lot of the Blue Jays bullpen that really has a nice motion, but what they really are good at is turning their heads around and watching the ball fly?
Yes. Give me the Kimbrel stuff with the Josh Towers technique.
It's a beautiful technique. However, the ball goes a long way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, that's an old reference, and you'd have to find Towers, I contend, the worst pitcher in Blue Jay history.
Really?
Yes.
Come on.
Oh, you got to go find this guy's numbers. It was a batting machine. You might as well have put a batting machine out there.
He would have had, was he a tall dude?
Relatively tall. But
Josh Towers?
Yeah, he was smooth, and it was a smooth windup, and the guy, he looked like it was like a Hollywood pitcher. It was
really like Costner.
It was Costner. It was rookie of the year type stuff. Like, it was Disney, but he'd just get rocked. So yeah, I guess so. I guess I'm envious of the fact that the Sox are still playing.
Yeah, well, I'm not. I do know this, that there's when they're in this series, there's never a time that I'm watching and go, oh yeah, this is pretty comfortable. Things will be fine here. Like, there's too many good players there. It's a fun series to watch. And like I've told you before, it's the only team I really cheer for, like, in any sport. So it's kind of fun to get into it.
Yeah, I hear you. Leaf fans are having a lot of fun right now, too. And we were just talking about the lip service that the Maple Leafs and Babcock have to pay to some of the negative side of things. You know, they've got to talk about improving their defensive play. And, you know, we can't take those penalties. Is that just naturally triggered when you're 6-1? Like, you know, you've got to play the hockey guy role and be like, well, yeah, it's all good, but don't forget about this area.
Well, I think more than anything, it's like, what else are you going to say? You're not going to go out there and be like, yeah, we've been steamrolling everybody, and, like, you know, we feel like we're going to win most nights. Like, you're not going to go ahead and say that. And so there is plenty of talk to talk about the way they play when they don't have, or when they're in their zone, because it's not very good. But, man, they win every night. I mean, I don't really know what else they're going to say.
Yeah, that's the one thing you can focus on it, and I think Mike Babcock's going to continue to hammer home. Like, you know, they're 6-1. There's always room to improve. And you've got a full season to improve on it. And I think the million-dollar question is, if given the growth of some of the players, especially on the back end, and I'll circle a guy like Dermott. You know, that's a guy I think they're really counting on to push through. Does he push Hainsey far, farther down in the lineup? Like, I think they're really closely monitoring if they like that group and just want them to grow, or are they going to have to tinker a little bit because maybe somebody doesn't reach the level they're expecting? Even Odogunov, you know,
I thought he was good last night.
Yeah, he's a solid player.
Yeah. Noodles, like, I think it's like, isn't it relatively fair to say that if Ron Hainsey's playing against the other team's best lines at age 37, and the way they're not a good enough team.
No,
like they've got to find, whether it is Dermott, whether it is an outside guy, whatever it is, like that's the wrong spot for him. He's doing what he can, but the guys are too quick, and that's just the way it is. And so they can massage that around as much as they want, but it's just not, that's not a number one pair.
Ray, what do you think the sample size is for a guy like Kapanen, who, you don't want to go crazy here, but he's played very well. He's gotten the opportunity. He's a guy that's been sitting and waiting and watching guys get their tires pumped, like Mitch Marner and Nylander and Matthews. He's playing with Matthews now. How long do you got to see him before you think, okay, William Nylander, maybe you're expendable right now?
Oh, I don't think that would be before December. You know, I mean, like, anybody can have a good couple of months, and it's certainly helpful that you're playing with who you're playing with.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm with you. He's been awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's been terrific. And, you know, when I'm watching, I'm like, so say they sign Nylander tomorrow. Like, he's not starting on Matthews' right wing. Like, why would you tinker with that?
Yeah. Well, don't you also think, Ray, like, you think of duplicates and triplets. It's like another right-handed skill shot. Like, maybe you need a different element to add to this group for them to move forward, because they have that right-handed skill shot, an abundance of it.
But they're, if I look at that, say Nylander does get signed and comes back, or when he does, and they drop, say they drop Nylander to play with Kadri to get going. Well, like, you know, as he gets going and gets back in shape and all that, well, that makes a third line, which is not very inspiring, a hell of a lot better. And so I don't think you can have too much. I'm with you. It would be nice to have some bigger guys, and whether Babcock says it in passing or not, you know he wants a bigger team. There's no question. He would like some bigger forwards. And they don't have them. So they get into a series, and is that enough? I don't know. I mean, that's why it's so interesting between a regular season success and a postseason one. That sometimes it's just, you know, it's a different series. Like a rat like Marchand, he's successful wherever he plays because he never takes a backward step. Like, I love the way that he just never takes a backward step. And he's a rat. He drives everybody wild. But Toronto doesn't have very many guys. Well, very many. They don't have any. The only guy they have even close to the same demeanor is Kadri. Maybe Hyman.
Yeah, yeah. Hyman can do that. Not to the same skill level.
No, but there's nothing. You know, so I hear you. Like, maybe there is a point that they want a bigger forward, but if there was ever a time that they were going to move on from Nylander, doesn't it make sense that it would be for a defenseman rather than another forward?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And, you know, I look at Kapanen, the probably the biggest value that he brings to the team is that he's cheap. You know, yeah. He's an RFA after this season, but and people are already running wild with what he's going to get and
what
all that, which is crazy.
And next year,
yeah, but which
it's
is ridiculous.
A couple games in, this is guys have two great weeks in the league. You can't just sign him to a 6-year extension,
no.
Like, and he's playing with a guy who's possessed right now. Like, Ray and O could go on, they could flank Austin Matthews and put up points right now.
I would get my stick on the ice and stay the hell out of the way, just in case he decided to throw it over.
And that's no slight on Kasperi Kapanen. No. He's skating well, playing well.
I would do the same, but I'd be farther away from the net than you were.
Just to stand there with your one tee loaded up.
That's
I'm ready
it.
To go. I can't even imagine, like, people are talking about, oh, you know, what, you know, as you mentioned, what's he worth? What's it going to be? And there's not even a thought of that. Right now, it's like, get the next week and hopefully you're playing the same way, because the sample size is minute. I mean, look who Toronto's played. It's not like they've played a murderer's row of teams. And he's done well, and you can only play who's playing against you. But,
right.
I mean, that's a long way from, or should be a long way from anybody's real thought.
Yeah.
Well, it's not. Not in Toronto. I mean, this
well,
is just...
they're crazy. I mean, that's the last thing they're... And by the way, if they think Nylander's a problem, and say Kapanen has a really good year, and he decides that he wants blah, blah money, good luck. Well, then you'll have the same story next year. Where's he going? He's an RFA.
He's not going anywhere. Right. He's not going anywhere. I mean, this is... It's as much as it's aggravating and annoying... You know, when it comes to the contract talk, it's a lot like what LeBron did in the NBA last year. You know, I'm sure people in Cleveland hated it, but I'm sure it came up all the time. Where is he going? What's he going to do? Where is he going to sign?
Yeah.
It's the same thing here. You know, they're 6-1. They are a blast to watch play. And every day it's back to, well, what about this contract? And what about that contract? And it's probably not going to stop.
I thought last night the biggest positive was, you know, after getting, you know, after whiffing on the first shot, a 45-foot wrister that rang off the post, I thought Sparks was really good. I thought he played really good. He made a really nice save on Toffoli right before Marner scored. He made a couple of good saves when they took the back-to-back Marner penalties. I thought he looked a lot more settled in, and I thought that was a... We talked about opportunity and building trust, and I thought he had a really good night.
Yeah, he did play pretty well last night. And
that's not the murderer's row over there either, when you watch them play.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Man,
I don't know what
they
look like if you're live in the building, but, man, on TV they look slow.
Yeah. Well, we were saying that earlier. Like, I was shocked watching Kopitar play last night. He looked exhausted. Like, exhausted the whole night.
I got a feeling they went out Saturday night hard here. Like, that looked like, in watching that game, it looked like the two-day hangover. It looked like they've landed from Ottawa at 7:30 p.m. and had a team party.
Yeah.
Now, that's the Leafs played great. Like, that's they would have won regardless. But
me.
Like, I just it wouldn't shock me if that was.
Well, Doughty dropped that tidbit in the LeBron piece that his buddies from London were waiting for him in Toronto on Saturday.
I wonder how that went.
Yeah. Can only imagine what that night looked like.
It just, I mean,
it's
Saturday
the green
night
special.
Yeah. Saturday night in Toronto, and you don't play till Monday. And you got
only
rinsed.
Here once a
yeah,
year.
Yeah, you're once a year. Like, it just, the legs look like Kopitar looked like he had a little bit of the, I don't know, even what's a good bar in Toronto right now? Like,
I don't know.
Cactus Club
yeah,
flu.
Yeah, the Cactus Club flu or something. Like, in that, again, the Leafs played well, but the LA didn't look very good.
No. Edmonton's in Winnipeg tonight. It's obviously McDavid is the face of Edmonton. He's the face of the league, but. We're trying to determine who the face of Winnipeg was, and I'm glad this guy sent this text in because I forgot about this. Someone texting in saying, it's actually McDavid versus Matthews tonight because the media was asking Winnipeg, who's the better player, Matthews or McDavid? I guess someone actually asked Mark Scheifele, who do you think is the better player? I'm pretty sure he had a one-word answer.
No, he said, do you think Matthews is better than McDavid? And he said, no.
Okay, so that's what it was.
Yeah.
But this is why the Leafs are driving everybody insane. It's Edmonton, Winnipeg, and they're asked about Matthews and the Maple
Leafs. They did that before. They would talk about Kadri. Now the team is good. Now they're more obnoxious.
Yeah, but this isn't the team, though. You can't blame the team or people in Toronto.
Like,
this is people in Winnipeg.
But that's why people, like, they would do that.
It's not like Paul Hendricks out there grilling people.
But I'm just saying, like, that was... team was no good, they were still talking about the Leafs. Now the team's good. Now they actually have a reason to talk about it.
Right.
Well, but just think of that when people wonder why players get pissed off sometimes at the media. Why would Mark Scheifele want to get involved in a conversation about that? I don't care. No, move on.
Ray, I tell these guys all the time about Justin Leonard. He shot 65 at the British Open, and someone asked him about Tiger Woods after the round. He was like, get out of my face. I just shot 65 at an Open Championship, and you're asking me about Tiger Woods? No, thank you.
Yeah, not an interest level here. So, I don't know. When I'm listening... You know, you were talking about that, and I was like, why would anybody want to have that conversation with... I guess you can ask around. It's an interesting point, but on a game day, not that that matters, it's 10 in the morning, they don't care. They don't give a damn. Pick whoever you want. Scram. Beat it. Go eat lunch. Leave me alone.
Old Henny was on assignment.
Yeah. I can't stop laughing at that.
It's Mark Masters standing there. Like, yeah. What do you think, Matthews or McDavid?
I'm almost shocked that we haven't done that yet.
Why TSN, are you giving it to Henny right now?
Well, just because, you know, Henny works for MLSC, I guess. And like, Henny's one of the best guys in the world.
Yeah, we love him.
Oh, is he ever.
But I would love to see them send him out on, the Leafs send Henny out on assignment to other teams to ask about the Leafs.
Right after San Jose. What do you think about Austin Matthews?
I love it.
What about the power player? Interested in their power play?
I'd love it. I think this is a great idea. We should set, like, TSN,
send
it's
Cabby
an injustice.
Out. Send Cabby.
It's an injustice. If Cabby or Masters or someone should be going from Montreal all the way to Vancouver asking exclusively about the Maple Leafs.
No. You just go to different games and whoever has the best game, the first star, you go up to them and say, what do you think about Austin Matthews? Is he
first
better
question.
Than McDavid? And just get the reaction.
I think it'd be great content.
That's a Borat segment.
It's a Kenny Main segment where just screw with people.
I think it makes a lot of sense. I think they should be doing that. Anyway, Edmonton actually got a win over the weekend, which was big. And I guess the owner was there. Gretzky was in attendance.
Why are you shocked that they got a win?
I'm not. What do you mean? Why am I shocked that they got a win? I'm just saying that they won. They won the game.
No, you're like Edmonton finally got a win. Like, you're so obnoxious to other teams.
Oh, I'm obnoxious to other teams
because you act like every other team is junk compared to the Maple Leafs.
All right.
You know what? You know what could happen? Draisaitl could like join the season.
Exactly.
That's obnoxious, Ray. Don't say that. He's a very good player.
He's a terrific player, but if he joined the season, he would have a
quiet.
Better chance to win a game.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, getting paid $8.5 million.
Yeah, he's had a brutal start, and whatever else is going on or whatever else might go on, if he's not their second or third best player behind McDavid and Talbot, then they're going to have a long year. Like it's a pretty simple formula, I think.
Well, they haven't played any games.
Yeah.
McDavid's played three games.
Yeah, he hasn't broken a sweat yet.
Like that's I still think it's a travesty. This schedule, it stinks. Like the Leafs have played seven.
The growing the game thing is interesting. I get it and all that, but to send a team over there and then they camp out in Boston for 5 days, like they've given the Oilers have had no chance to have a good start. Although Jersey came back and they just kicking the crap out of everybody.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
Well,
Jersey's
3-0 though. Like they've played three games too. Like they're undefeated.
Well, yeah, but Edmonton's not. My point is New Jersey had the same schedule and they came back and they just pummeled Washington and the Oilers have not been terrific, and whether it's three games or not, you know, their whole team is built under very tight circumstance of McDavid's got to be fabulous. Dreisaitl's got to be terrific. And McDavid's been great, and Dreisaitl hasn't. That's my only point. So whatever it's going to be, it's going to be. But that's not going to get it done for them if Dreisaitl's not a lot better.
Well, tonight is. I mean, this is as tough as it gets in Winnipeg.
And Winnipeg hasn't been that great yet.
They've
just been
any
average.
Goals.
Yeah, they have. They haven't scored a lot of goals.
Like, yeah,
they've only played 5 games, but they're 3-2. And you're right, they've scored 11, given up 11. Like, it's not the juggernaut that we saw last season. Now, teams are still waiting to get rolling. Like, Chicago hasn't lost in regulation. Like, there's some teams out there. Like, Montreal's looked good. Like, Ottawa's
looked good. Carolina's the biggest surprise in the league.
Yeah, Carolina. Is that your biggest surprise in the league?
Well,
Carolina?
Based on history.
Why praying that Scott Darling doesn't come back?
Carolina, Ottawa, and Montreal. Or... The three biggest positive surprises. I didn't see that. Like, Max Lajoie, he's got 4 goals for crying out loud. He had 1 last year in a different league.
Yeah, he had 1 in 58 games in the minors, and he scored in game 52 in the minors.
Well, maybe he was just coming on.
I don't know. He's finally found his rhythm. had to get to the NHL to make sure he showed the world
exactly
his true colors. Anyway, well, we'll see. A bunch of games tonight. Leafs don't play until Thursday with Pittsburgh in town, so by tomorrow we'll have an update on Friday.
I'll be there for that, so we'll babble some tomorrow. We'll cobble some together tomorrow.
All right. Go Astros.
Why you like that? You're right, Noodles. He is a bad human.
Yeah,
he
just, I don't like anything people outside of Toronto. That's the truth.
He just trolls. I love it.
That's
very,
my role.
Very positive. Very, very apparent.
Yes.
And I'm so disappointed, Hayes.
Well,
I'm sure you'll get over it.
You know I don't like the Red Sox. I mean, I'm not an Astros guy either, but you know Boston's not getting my pom-poms anytime soon.
I know that.
All right. Enjoy the game.
Later on. Bye.
There's Ray Ferraro, TSN hockey analyst, joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. Find great deals on the Toyota RAV4 during Maple Toyota's 2018 clear out. Finance and lease rates from 0%. MapleToyota.com. Why do you take issue with me saying that Edmonton finally won a game?
I don't. It's just you. Now that the Leafs are 6-1, you're so obnoxious.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
It, you know who's just as good a team?
Who?
Boston.
Yes.
Washington.
Yeah. Okay.
Winnipeg.
Yes.
Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
So
Tampa.
They're one of Tampa.
I'll give you Tampa.
So they're one of like seven teams.
Okay, but
so
Edmonton's not included in that. Why can't I goof on Edmonton?
A second tier team. I agree. It's just, I just think it's funny. Like you're so, like you're beaming over there. You're just
I'm not beaming.
Is he beaming?
We are in Toronto.
I know.
We do work in Toronto.
Well, I know, but
man,
you don't need to be obnoxious.
I was not being obnoxious.
Yes,
it was
were.
A figure of speech. I said Edmonton.
You know what he is, Jamie, and I'm probably in the same boat. It's been so much garbage for so many years.
You're excited, but you should be.
There's excitement where you're like, we're not those guys. We're not the team that's just the laughing stock, and it's a joke, and you're, oh, the Maple Leafs, they're such a proud organization, but they're so garbage. I think, Hayes, I'll defend you here. You're somewhat happy that it's not that.
Well, I'm happy for Toronto. I'm happy for sports fans in the city. I mean, for sure. I mean, this has been it's been a tough ride for a long time.
No kidding.
You know, but you can't. The thing is, Toronto gets, like, what happened at Morning Skate with Winnipeg? That's not Toronto's fault. That's not
no.
That's not Leaf fans' fault. Like,
you
that's
mean Henny wheeling around?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who would have asked that?
I don't know.
Legitimately,
like, I don't know who was in the scrum, but someone asked him. Do you think Matthews is better
find
than
out
Dave?
I actually
don't think it's the worst thing in the world because Mark Scheifele is a student of the game. It's well known. Like, he's written articles in. Not the Athletic. What's the other one?
Yeah, but I'm sure the biggest part of
Players
the answer.
Tribune.
Players Tribune.
I'm sure the biggest part of the answer was he was like, piss off. I'm good, too.
Well, and here's the other thing.
To answer this.
Everyone in the league follows stats. So you wake up the next day, you watch the highlights, and you're like, Matthews has 16 points in 7 games.
Exactly.
Like there's not, like,
but
this
that's
isn't
not an exaggeration.
No, it's
you
not.
Know,
like it,
that's,
the guy's
that's my
on
point.
Fire.
Is that, you know, I get the whole, all right, just relax, and, you know, it's blah, blah, blah. But this isn't like,
right.
You know, if he had 7 points in 7 games, I'd be like, yeah, you're right. Like, you know, it's a good start. He's got 16
in
7
games. Yeah, in this particular case, I don't think it's, like, crazy for other teams to talk about Austin Matthews in this particular case. Because how many times were we talking about, geez, look at Patrick Kane, what he's doing. Look at what, you know, player X.
McDavid
look
gets
at what
that
McDavid.
Treatment.
Yeah, exactly.
And he deserves, people talk about McDavid. He's the best player in the game.
I don't think it's out of the realm for other people to talk about good players in the league. Austin Matthews is man-possessed right now.
After he scored 4 goals opening night, the whole league was talking about
exactly.
You know, of course that's going to happen.
So it's not actually, that's the part that's like, I think that should be the norm.
Well, let's be honest. Again, with people throughout the rest of the country, if Matthews was doing this on a team in, you know, on the Rangers, and they were 6-1, and he was lighting the league on fire,
it's not as much of a story.
It wouldn't be as much of a story up here, obviously.
Correct.
And the reaction to a debate about how great he's playing also would not be the same. People would be like, yeah, it's no question. Like, he's what a player.
Right.
But because it's the Leafs, it's, oh, you're crazy. Like, just relax. But also because the Leafs, it actually is being exploited in a way.
Right, right.
You know, it's oversaturation. I get it. But they're the biggest team in the country. They got the most fans, and that's what comes with the territory. I'm on Edmonton tonight in Winnipeg.
I wouldn't be.
You're not on Edmonton.
That's dangerous. Their schedule stinks.
All right, they lose tonight.
And Winnipeg's due for a breakout, don't you think? They've been kind of just treading around.
They better.
Like, I watched
catch the Leafs. They better figure it out.
Edmonton's schedule is not cool. Well, there's a lot of times, I don't know about you, Jamie, but I would open the fridge and the calendar or the schedule would be on
the
fridge.
The light, the
home. You just look at it and you're like, okay, give me the next five games. Like, what am I up? And just, it's not good. It's not good.
Some guy's sending me a tweet.
What'd he say?
I'll just give you his Twitter handle and you tell me how you think he's reacting to our conversation.
Okay.
At Alberta Dusty. What do you think his answer was?
He's from Alberta.
He's saying, hey, shut the hell up.
It's like, thank you, Noodles. Hayes is obnoxious.
I
tell him to shut up. Hashtag
down.
Toronto
I
Center
just
of
said,
the Universe.
Relax.
Alberta Dusty.
Yeah, Alberta
that
Dusty
guy
going
has
nuts.
Nike shoes on right now with Wrangler jeans and a mustache, and he is mad at you.
Mm-hmm.
He's
sorry.
He
sorry,
smokes.
Dusty. All right, back on the rails, okay?
It's all good.
We good here? We'll get to our best bets brought to you by ProLine later in the hour. Overdrive continues, TSN 1050 and on TSN 2. A lot of people texting in from all over the country. I'm under attack here.
Be under attack. You were having fun.
Come on now.
Relax.
514, I believe that's Montreal. Take a lap.
What are they saying?
613, where's that?
That's like Ottawa.
Ottawa. 604, Van City.
Yeah.
403.
Well, what are they
Calgary.
Saying? Are they attacking you? Just saying.
Yes, they're
relax.
Being very mean to me.
Just
well,
relax.
Listen, they're pointing out there are some truth in this. Someone did send a tweet in pointing out that the Habs won big again last night.
So
and I got to
give
credit
love.
To them. Well,
give
listen,
them some love.
They played better than I thought they would to open the season. They played well. And they've won back to back games with Antti Niemi, your boy in net.
Antti Niemi's been very good as a Montreal Canadian.
Antti
if you actually
Niemi.
Look at his numbers last year.
Who's the guy said. To throw in before
Theodore.
Jose Theodore.
You said call him
Jose.
Theodore. Joe Theodore.
Joe Theodore. And I was dead serious. And I had a case because what Niemi did prior to getting to Montreal, I would have been more comfortable than Jose Theodore, not Jose.
It was bad. But Niemi's shown up big. And he's Habs are winning games.
He's
Ottawa
the man.
Won again
he's
last
the man.
Night. NBA season tipping off tonight, so I guess it came out officially earlier this afternoon. Missed this earlier, but Russell Westbrook will not play tonight. He is injured. He will not play tonight.
Yes, people were sending us messages on that.
So that will explain the spread. 12.5 points for Golden State.
So you're hammering Golden State now.
I don't know. I'm still kind of leaning towards...
Hammer them.
I'm leaning towards Oklahoma City because I think Golden State, they don't care about anything in the regular season. What do they care about this game tonight? Like, the banner will be unveiled. They probably partied last night. Probably flew to Vegas last night.
Steph Curry walked into the rink the other day, or I guess, did they call it rink? No.
I'll do
it.
Stadium. Arena, whatever.
The San Jose
I'll do a 20
jersey
spot
around
individual.
I saw
you
that.
You saw that?
I saw, what's that?
I'll do a 20 spot.
You think...
What? You give me 12.5 points?
Yeah,
you think Golden
long.
State is just going to rinse them?
All right. I'll take it. Beansy.
I'm the witness of
this time.
You realize you're in the hole. You realize you're in the hole. Haven't brought it up.
What was the last
$100 bet?
Yeah, we doubled down on Tiger losing the tournament. I won that back. Then you bet me $20 he would bogey the first hole on Sunday. I said yes, I'll take that bet. He birdied one. I'm up 20. I'm up $20 on you, and I feel like there might have been something else.
No, there
was
something bigger, $100, and I won the $100 bet.
No, I'm telling you, Beansy, you got play the clip.
Oh, you got a bad memory, Beansy.
Play it one more time.
Oh, you got a bad memory, Beansy.
You got a bad memory, Beansy.
It's
like
no, Beansy doesn't.
$100. I do remember $100 bet, but I don't remember what it was for.
Somebody, a fan, came up to me and said, "Remember, Hayes owes you $100." Let's figure out what the $100 bet was over.
Dude, the original was, it was the Bills against that team where you gave me 20-1 odds against the Chargers or whatever it was.
Yes. And that I said, was the $100 bet.
That was the original. I owed you $100. But then we doubled down Tiger at the Tour. Tour
no,
Championship.
We
yes, we did.
No, we didn't. Beansy. We just had the $20 bet that he would bogey the first hole.
No, you said double or nothing. That,
Alex, somebody writes our bets down. Like, there's a Jerry's percentage guy out there.
I know.
We need to start keeping track of
these
bets.
Okay, anyway, I'm down 20. I'll put it on Golden State tonight.
All right, 12.5.
Yeah.
Cool.
So you think... So what is it? You're betting Golden State, but they got to win by 13,
By 13, yeah.
And you're taking that?
Yes.
With no Westbrook?
City, without any Westbrook. I think Paul George goes Jordan in 96 tonight.
Right.
He's going to have to.
Don't hang out by any pizza shops, Beansy, because if you don't pay, I will chase you down.
What building's it in?
It's in Golden State.
Oh
yeah, it's...
It's not good. It's not good.
But you know what? You never know.
That's true.
You never know.
Never know. They don't care, though. You're right. Opening
they
night.
They don't care. They don't care, man. We talked about this earlier. Everyone is trying to get creative. Every editor-in-chief of magazines,
right.
Websites, you know, sports producers, they're all going to their big people and saying, please get creative and tell me why Golden State won't win the title again this year. Find a reason. And nobody can do it other than, well, maybe Steph Curry will get injured or like Kevin Durant will get injured. Other than that, like you mentioned complacency earlier. I don't think it factors in tonight. I think they'll be complacent tonight. I don't think they care about this game tonight. I think they know they're going to cruise to 60 wins.
Right.
Home court in the first round. They don't care if they're the top seed. They don't care. I'll bet you if you went to them right now and said, as a challenge, you're going to be the eighth seed. So you have to play Houston or whatever in the first round on the road.
We'll dummy everybody.
Go ahead. You can go to them, I'll bet you, and say, you're going to have to play every game on the road in the playoffs. They'd probably be like, I'll take on that challenge. I'd like to see if we can do it.
No, I bet you they would say, we still have a good chance to go to the finals.
What if they said this? If they walked in tonight, before the season starts, and says, here's your result. You can sign off on it. You only have to play 40 games this year.
Mm-hmm.
You can rest, you're going to relax, schedule, but you're going to be eighth place. And you're going to play all your games on the road. Would you sign off on it?
I mean, there's an element of professionalism. Like, they'd have to be like, sorry, we can't do that. But I think they would like that. I think they would. I think these guys want to be challenged.
Right.
I think in a weird way, they love LeBron, that LeBron's in the West.
Yeah.
That they hope the Lakers somehow perform and grow and the kids grow.
Challenge them, yeah.
Yes, I think Golden State honestly wants to be challenged, but they're not. They don't believe that there's a challenger out there. And I know people are going to say, well, Houston brought them to seven. And Houston, the reason they lost, they were up 3-2 in that series. And then Chris Paul got injured, blah, blah, blah. I don't think it mattered. I really don't. I think even if Paul was healthy, Golden State was going to go like this and win game six and game seven.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, I...
Beansy.
We always just say, when you sign up, like, would you sign off on what would you sign off right now? Here's something. Let's bring it back to the Leafs.
Mm-hmm.
What would you sign off? What's the contract to sign off on?
For wins or points or what?
Yeah, do you want to do regular season? Or do you want to do...
Playoff position.
Playoff rounds? What? Like, everyone thinks cup, but I mean, like, let's...
They got to win a round first. Okay, they haven't won anything in 14 years.
Okay, but... Yeah, what would be, I guess,
I don't conference know if it applies. Like, I don't know. I don't know if it applies in hockey because there's just so much uncertainty. Like,
would you sign off on 49 goals for Auston Matthews?
That's a good question.
Because that's a greasy
number. No, I'd gamble. I'd gamble on him getting to 50.
Yeah.
I'd love to see.
I would too.
Like, there's only been three Leafs in team history to score 50.
Isn't that crazy?
Rick Five holds a record at 54?
Yeah. Rick did it like three times.
Wasn't Andrejczyk?
Andrejczyk.
Gary Lehman.
Gary Lehman and Rick Five are the only three. It's a great Leaf trivia. In the history of the team.
That's crazy.
Corb Dennery, or whatever his name was, never hit 50. Sid Smith never hit 50.
You're a historian from the Leafs.
Yes, you're
Quizmaster
right.
Junior.
I know. The Quizmaster actually was tapping your brain.
He actually, I think he appreciated my list. The top 25 Leafs of all time.
Even when you were starting to wait out guys who played in 1935.
Yeah. Charlie Conacher might be the greatest Leaf of all time. How's that sound?
Next to 34.
Besides Matthews. And Kapanen. We'll get to our best bets brought to you by ProLine.
Extend them all right
player
now.
In the world.
Yes, the best player in the history of the game. Overdrive continues, TSN 1050.
I got a buddy in North Carolina. I'll ask him to get me a Powerball ticket and a Mega Millions. And he takes pictures of the two tickets that he buys me. How much do you think that flies? We're talking $350 million for one. In $750 million plus for the other.
You will never see him.
Well, like, you better follow up on the numbers.
Yeah, you got to look it up.
Yeah, I know, but if it goes to court or whatever, he's like, he could just say, screw that
guy.
He'll
never get down there.
You've got video evidence. He sent you.
Yeah, but I haven't even paid him for the tickets. Yeah. It's just like a friendly
bet. Well, I'm pretty sure you could split it. Like, what if he won $350 million?
I'd give him $5
million. Oh, five, that's it?
20. You got to give him 20.
I think you give him 100.
I was just going to say,
it's
give him
$100 million cash, and then you keep the other $250. What are you going to do with $350 million?
I don't know. I think you would.
I could Proline is where you do. Yeah, I could come up with something. Time now for our best bets, brought to you by Proline. I'm on Boston tonight, -4.5 at home against Philly, and Oklahoma City covers the 12.5. I don't feel great about that, but
that's
I'm committed.
That's $20.
I'm pot committed. Throw down 20, you can score 40. You can find my picks on Twitter at TSN 1050 Radio and get way into the game with Proline. It's the sports betting game that lets you turn small wagers into big excitement. Proline, get way into the game. So tonight is the night. You know, there's a lot of people who just have been waiting for weed to be legalized in this country. They've never smoked weed before in their life, but as of midnight, they're actually going to try it for the first time.
Just the Cheech and Chong mobiles driving around Toronto everywhere. It's going to be a gong show.
I honestly don't think anything's going to change.
You don't think so?
I think it's going to be a lot different. I think people, like, they go out for a dart break or out right in front of our studio. I think it's going to be weed.
Not happening. People, dude,
how much different it's
going
to be? You go to a Jays game, you know how much weed I smell walking into that?
Exactly. It's not going to change. People have been smoking weed all over the city and all over the country for my whole life.
I don't think you can smoke weed at work.
No.
Like, I think it would be something that would be frowned upon because it's
a drug. It's a drug.
Like, it's... You can't drink beer at work.
It's going to be very curious on how this is monitored the next 2 months.
This is why I think it's been implemented too quick. I think Trudeau is trying to get votes, and I'm more concerned about it because I don't know if the police have the breathalyzers and everything are equipped to make sure that everything is
well. I hope everybody's
copacetic.
Safe.
That's you know, the thing you,
smoke,
you want people.
Don't
to be
get in
safe.
Your car. Exactly. Don't
We're
drive.
Be
it's no different.
It all down
break
tomorrow.
It all down.
We're going to be talking about weed, the NBA openers, not at 4 o'clock, at 4:20. We'll chat then.